We're up to Siman Kuf Mem Beis. Yesterday we left off with our intro to Kuf Mem Beis, which involved, basically, to make a long story short, we have the Torah brings down a machlokas rishonim. Do you have to correct the Baal Koreh, or are you allowed to correct the Baal Koreh? Part of the Yisrael HaMachlokas is making mistakes during Kriyas HaTorah. Is that a problem? Are you yotze with mistakes or not? If you're yotze with mistakes, then you shouldn't correct the Baal Koreh. Maybe you're not allowed to correct the Baal Koreh. You're embarrassing him. And that's what the Manhig says. And the Rambam says, nope, you have to, even one letter, you have to make him go back. Now, it's a little bit open-ended, this Shitas HaManhig. Like doesn't define what's a mistake. But he does give us his sources from the Medrash. The Medrash says, if you call Aharon Haron without the Aleph, then that's good enough. Now, what if you skip the word Aaron? Like, he doesn't. Where do you draw the line between an acceptable mistake and not? He doesn't. He really doesn't tell us. So, one of the we spoke about Shitas HaRosh, that we have a designated Baal Koreh so that the person, regular people, won't get up and butcher the laning and make mistakes. Does that fit into the manik? Not fit into the manik. And one, the second opinion of the Beis Yosef was that depends on what the mistake is. The manik holds that it's a mistake that doesn't really change the inyan, and therefore it's okay. And the Rosh is referring to mistakes that do change the inyan. Okay, so now we're up to the Shochanah. Let's see.
It all goes by min.
Boy, I mean,
you put a bunch of shuls together, like a Taimani, a Sephardi, and Ashkenaz.
That's something else. Okay, right. That's not called mistake. That's called, okay. We're gonna get there. Good. We're gonna get there. But that's not. We're talking about mistakes. A mistake is a mistake. Not a different dialect, whatever it's called, the havara. Okay, kuf man beis aleph. Kara v'ta'a. He read and he made a mistake. Afilu b'dikduk os achas, even if it's in one letter, machzirin oso. He must go back. That is Shitas HaRambam. Okay, they brought that on the tour. The Mishnah says Sifkat and Av. Afilu b'dikduk os achas, k'on shechise hosif eze os v'chadome u'kumo sheyevoa l'kamin. Okay, he added a letter, he missed the letter. That is Me'akev. Now, we did say,
we did say it doesn't change.
We had a Yerushalmi that said if you add a vav, im and vi'im, the Yerushalmi says mafurish, that he has to go back. Okay. Anyway, that is Shitas HaRambam. Mishra Sifkatan Beis, Shikra Ena Bidikduk, you should go back and read it properly. Vahainu, Bain Kishu Omeid Adam Apas Exam, Ain Shikra Gamar Paris. It doesn't matter if he's still there or he went on and they didn't realize the mistake or they couldn't stop him until later. Even if they already made a bracha achrona on the aliyah, afilu birech lacharei nami haola acharav chozer laozo pasuk. So the next aliyah will go back to that pasuk where they found the mistake. The korim imenu l'holon ad sof haparsha, the od shosh pesukim miparsha shacharei. So he goes from there. Depends on how much does he have to read. An aliyah obviously has to be three pesukim. Here he said, go from the mistake and just continue to the end of that aliyah, which was the previous aliyah, and then go through your aliyah. And your aliyah has to be at least three pesukim. Okay, and Sharati and Oiz Gimel points out that you don't really need to do it that way. Really, you can just read those three pesukim and then read those two psukim and then skip to the next aliyah. You could theoretically do that. Then he says it could be once you're skipping to do the next aliyah anyway, maybe just enough to do one pasuk. Why do three in a row? Do one over there and then go. Okay. I'd imagine people go from there and go all the way through. I would assume is what people do. Hagah, note, says Ramah. V'chein din hachazan hakoreh. Okay, so he's just saying that the same thing, this rule that applies to the olden days when the Oleh himself would read, is the same thing to the Baal Koreh reading, no difference. Now the Rama says, but we're only talking about a change that's going to change the inyan that we're speaking about. Aval, but This is much deeper than it looks. We'll try to cover everything. Aval im ta beniginas hatam o banikud ein machzirin oso aval gorin bo. If the mistake, so up to now, the mechaber is osa achas means you added a letter or you subtracted a letter. We're dealing with a letter, missing a letter, adding a letter. Now, and on that, the Ramah clarifies. It's not so clear if the Shulchan Aruch is going to agree with the Ramah's clarification. The Ramah seems to think that that's what the Mechaber thinks. We'll discuss that in a minute. And now the Ramah introduces two other kinds of mistakes. A mistake in the ta'am, in the trop, in the tune, and a mistake in the nikudot, in the dots. So if he made a mistake in the trop or the dots, you don't make him go back, but you yell at him. Whatever, afterwards you tell him, no, next time you should prepare better. But you don't make him go back. Now that's not so simple. Now you could, if you change the dots, it's sometimes even worse than adding a letter. I mean, you could change, I mean, the classic example is chalav and chalev. Chalav is milk, chalev is forbidden fat. It's a whole different, changes the meaning of the pasuk to the largest degree. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Dalet. Avalim to beniginas hatam o benikud. So he's saying the Ramah is telling us it depends on whether the idea is changed, and that's officially generally the case by the trop and even by the nikud, sort of, although that's not so simple, but as we shall soon see. But the Mishnah is saying, according to the Rama, even the diktuk os achas of the mechaber, if it doesn't change the meaning, then it's going to be okay. So why did the Rama single out the trop and the nikud? V'nokat, I'm continuing the Mishnah Vesef Katan Dal. V'nokat nigina v'nikud mishun da'al pi rov, ena inyan mishtana ayadam. Because in general, it doesn't change the inyan, the understanding of the pasuk. Interesting. The trop, you know, that's pretty clear, but by the nikud, I don't know why he even says that. But let's see. When he could nami im ira she'inyan nishtana ayidei zeh, kigon ya'aseh bepatach kara ye'aseh betzerei ol hefeh. If you turned ya'aseh into ye'aseh, ya'aseh, he will do ye'aseh, it will be done. That's different. Oh, chalev and chalev. Chalev is chalev imo, is the chalav, or if you read it chalev, or yoshev and yashav, v'chol koyotze b'zeh sha'in yimishtane, b'vada emachzir nosa gam b'nikud. So then for sure you're going to make him go back, even when it comes to the nikudot, because it changes the inyim. U'v'sefer shuchan atzei shitim hosif, odu adim b'niginas hata'omim, kisha'in yimishtane, ayidei zev. Changing the trop is going to change the inyim. You're also going to have to go back. Okay, so then he gets into there's different types of trop. There's I guess active and passive trop. One's called a mishares and one's called a mafsik. So sometimes you could change the inyan of the pasuk by changing the trop. If the trop is there, it's not just not to sound nice. It's they have to put words together that are supposed to be together and separate, right? Where you put a comma in a sentence sometimes makes all the difference. Okay, so if that changes the inyan, that's also going to be a problem. Okay, so Dirshu points out here somewhere. Anyway. That the Kaf HaChaim holds and the Makor HaChaim holds that according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you mess up a letter, you have to go back even if it doesn't change the inyan. Okay? It's only the Ramah has this kula, if you will, that only if it changes the inyan. The Mechaber holds, even if it doesn't change the inyan, when it comes to a letter, you're going to have to go back. Let me try to put it all together over here. Okay, let's see that Bir Halacha is going to bring that down from the Gra and the Pri Chadash. Okay, look at the bottom Bir Halacha. Ein machzir nasa. With Bir Gra, a fact fake. Afilu b'makom she'ein ha'inya mishtane. The Gra is not convinced. Even if it's not going to change the inyan, if you're dealing with. Kagong, mitzrim and mitzriyim, vechenim ta bein im le vi'im, nami daitu de machzir, vechenim pasak apri chadash. So when you're changing a letter, and that even if the letter does not change the pshat in the pasuk, doesn't change the inyan, you're still going to have to go back. Okay, not like the Ramah. So they're machmir like. Like the Machaber against Rama. Then if you skip down a couple of lines, the Bir Halacha continues. Miu, im lo ta'a ba'osyos. The mistake is not in the letters. Ela b'nikudam o b'ta'amam. This is a quote from the Pri Chadash. The mistake is, again, in the chop or the nikud. The ein ha'inyan mishtana b'shum davar ayideze, ein machzir naso. If it doesn't change the inyan, so that's going to be okay. But if it is going to change the inyan, you are going to have to go back on the nikud, on the trup. And missing a letter or adding a letter is even more significant, and there, even if it doesn't change the inyan, you're still going to have to go back. Go backwards. Poshut. The davka b'toz be'eza os. This relates to what we started off with. Like, where do you draw the line? The mistakes. So it's talking about a mistake in a letter. If you miss it, let's say he skips a word. Even if it doesn't change anything at all, gives a nice example. The idea of nishtana inyan is by a letter, not by a word. Once you're missing a word or adding a word, for sure you have to go back. Changing the inyan is possibly by a letter. That's the machlokes. Ramos Mekel, the Mechaber, the Pri Chadash, and the Gra. The Mechaber in the understanding of the Kaf HaChaim and the Mekor HaChaim. So you have to go back. And Ramos says that. And Ramos says, you don't have to go back if it didn't change the pshat. Okay. Now the first Bir Halacha. Machzir Naso. Skip down 3-4 lines. Ulafiza in kvar gamru akriya. Let's say they finished the kriya. Vinizkir shatol b'teva she'inyan mishtana ediza. There is, they made a mistake that is ma'akir. We changed the inyan. The da'as ha'shulchan aruch yitztarich lachzor v'likros potzik zev v'od shneim psukim yom. You gotta take out the Sefer Torah again and read that mistake in the potzik with the mistake and another two psukim with a bracha before and after. K'mo b'dileg potzik o'teva b'simin reish pei beiz. Uvechai adam kasav dil inyan bracha samchin ala poskim disturbing that filo bin shtana inyan ain't tzach lachzor v'dir. So Chai Adam says, when it comes to making a bracha on this extra aliyah, which is really not necessary, just to correct the mistake, so he says that you shouldn't make a bracha. Because we rely on the poskim that say that even if the inyan was changed, but the evidence is okay. V'yafti b'emes lo brira davarze, it's not so clear, dahat tur oshara mekin yisbro lefil mishtana inyan ein tzarech lachzor, it's not clear that the poskim are going to say you don't have to go back. Mikomokon l'maisa, the mishabura does go with the Chai Adam, but not because of his reason. He says like this, the whole thing's not so pashut, because where are we going on? We have machlokes in the Torah between the Manhig and the Rambam. We're machmir like the Rambam, they have to go back for a mistake. Afilu b'osachas. The da'as around shepashut v'achzir and yizba, the afilu gomer kol akri yitzarech lachzor. Dilma kaven also the b'shah she'osik be'ilu apsukim yachzor. Avalo deni yotze afilu b'di'evin. It means when he's reading, he makes a mistake, you correct him, but maybe the Rambam would agree that b'di'evin, if he already finished the whole thing, that you don't have to go back. The after Marie Kosa de Mashmik Sas de Ena Yotze, Lo Mishum Zen Ismach, Lachzor, Ulevarich. It's not a reason to go make another bracha, because it could be even the Rambam who says it's Ma'akev. Some say it's not Ma'akev. But even the person like the Rambam, it is Ma'akev, but maybe Ma'akev, I don't want to use the word Ma'akev. He said Machzirin, so maybe Machzirin just means he said it, you caught him in time, but once you're finished and you take out Sefer again to do this, make another bracha, maybe the Rambam would not, even the Rambam would say that it's not necessary. So therefore, you're going to do it, But you're going to go the chumrah both ways. You're suffering brachas lachal. You're going to do it mitzvah the suffering, but suffering brachas lachal. Then he says, this is dafka on Shabbos. But during the week, a mistake, as long as you had three aliyahs with three psukim, so it doesn't matter if you had a mistake. Now, that doesn't always happen, because a lot of the aliyahs are only three psukim, and if you made a mistake in one of the psukim, so you missed that on the whole aliyah, but fine. Okay, now we have the issue has some interesting stuff. Okay, bring that, Katrina, your question. What about different havarot? Different, there's Ashkenazim, there's Hasidim, there's Litaim, there's Sephardim, there's all different ways of pronouncing the words. And it brings down from the Stipe, Shebidiyevet, Bevadei, Yotzi, Midei, Chova. And that's what Ramosha Feinstein says. All of the Havarot are MS. So he used the word Bidiyevet.
You shouldn't Bidiyevet.
It's really should daven only. I hear. I didn't chop that view. I guess. I don't know. And then he brings down Briskerov, who's Mahachmer. They have to hear their own Messiah. Everyone has to hear their own Messiah.
Stick to your own people.
It's like a different language. So by Parsha Zachar, people are more Zachar, people are more Mahachmer.
They don't do it in Israel.
But to read different types?
Yeah.
Yeah, some places they read all different types of Havarot for Parsha Zachar. When I was in Gross, BMT, they had like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 different ways of doing it. They kept doing it over and over in a different, yeah, different dialects of Sephardim. I don't know, Taimani and this kind of Sephardim, that kind of Sephardim.
They do it twice.
But somebody said to me, two times.
Yeah, so some people are very opposed to doing it different ways, I've seen. Okay, let's go back there.
Some say that it doesn't help to do with the different Havara if you're not using the Sephardi Torah. If you're using the Ashkenazi Torah.
Because it's theater.
Yeah.
It's just theater. Okay. I hear. Okay, then footnote 4 in Dereshu points out if you put the yeah, the letters are different. Only one letter?
Like the physical letter or the way it's
what, Savari and Sabri Joseph, no?
No.
Okay, we'll discuss this later. We're running out of time. Okay, if you change the syllable that you, how do you say that? What's the right word? The syllable, no. The syllable in which you're supposed to emphasize in the words. Mila ra and mila el. Okay, you didn't pronounce the word. You didn't pronounce the word right. Meaning the nikudot was right, but you're supposed to put the emphasis on the beginning or the end. Now sometimes the ba'a and ba'a changes it from past tense to present tense. So Rosh Hashanah says that's still not my emazino, so? And if you double up on a word, you repeated the word, even if it changes the pshat, emach zirin or so. And if you miss that in a mapike, emach zirin or so. Now, if he reads, and then he says Shem Hashem, and then he realizes a mistake. We had it last Shabbos.
Yes.
That's last Shabbos. So
I was at the beam with what he should have done.
Right? I don't think so.
He should have finished the puzzling, no?
Right. So here it says like this from Tzitz Eliezer. If he says Shem Hashem and then he realizes a mistake, if there's no more Shem Hashem until the end of the Pasuk, finish the Pasuk and then go back. If there's another Shem Hashem coming, so then stop right then and there, go back and continue. Okay, and then the issue points out, when you yell at the guy for making a mistake, do it nicely. Don't embarrass him. Because it really brings down Dafka Gorenbo.
Whose name does it say that?
The Buchacha. Okay, Kufman Beis Beis, the Yishuv, you have a community, whatever, a little village. Sheyesha Minyan, they have a Minyan. Hey, Misha, they have a Kuzvatera, but they don't have a Balkari. Hold on a second, I don't know if I'm. Hold on, wait, no, we have more in the back, more exciting Yishuv footnotes in the back, I'm sorry. Here the issue says on the Bir Alacha that if they already put the Sefer Torah back in the Aron Kodesh and they realize a mistake, that they're not going to take it out again. Because they can't make a bracha. You don't take out a Sefer Torah if you can't make a bracha. I don't know, that's the whole issue with the Hasidim. Take it out every day of Nisan to read that day. But there's no bracha, so that's a controversial practice.
You can't take out the Sefer Torah without making a bracha.
I don't know why they say that. I mean, that's how they used to learn. That's what they used to learn from Sefer Torah. I don't know.
Tzibur.
Okay, right, there is. Maybe, I don't know. The Yishuv Sheyesh Sham Minyan Ve'eim Misha Yadeh Likus V'Torah. You have a community, there's no Balkar, right? Kilchasa, Bediktuk, Ubitami, doesn't know how to read properly and precisely. Hafidachi Yikru Batur Bivracha Kilchasa, they should still do their best. Umatir Benavi, Vayim Masach Reish, Simon Kuf, Mem, Gimel. Mishabura says in Sif Kata and Zayin, Yikru Batura Bibracha, Bli Nigan Atamim. So just do it without the trap. Okay, now in terms of the Balkari going back and forth between the Chumash and the Sefer Torah, they're opposed to that. He brings down here from the Buchacha not to do that. Because and from Moshe also, because he's going to get mixed up.
It's for one person doing it?
Or for one person doing it. One person doing it. No, that is okay. To have one person reading the Chumash, quietly feeding him the things, that's okay. That's what we do. Okay, Mashma Kamar Khanza Filu im Ancient Misha De Klau, Ubavada Yitu Gam Bekamata Uyo Shin Mishtana Yudza Filochi Tulam Likos Bivrocha. They should spot the Kriya the Gamma. But Pichodash Cholek Bazar. If the mom is gonna butcher it and they can't get it right at all, so that's a big machokas if they're allowed to be with the bracha. So it's for sure since they're gonna make mistakes, Pshita Shem Bivarcha Matarav Aim of Timanavi. So I have some say don't read, read with a bracha, and it seems like the hachra and the shabura from the prima gadim is to read without a bracha. But that's assuming that you can't have somebody wing it in a way where, whatever. If you could have someone who's familiar with laning, just didn't prepare this one, usually he can, and someone feeds him the lines. Look, it's not exactly Kavod HaTorah. People should prepare the Kriya and do it properly. Yeah, okay. They don't even know how to correct him. The Mamish Amaratzim, they don't know how to read, they don't know how to correct it or anything. Right. Then the other thing they point out is, I think we discussed this once before, it's here footnote 13, having a plastic, or I saw, so like you said, having the nikudot and the trup on some sort of see-through plastic, or even there's a hole for the letters to see through the letters, and then putting it on top of the Sefer Torah so that you're seeing through the plastic or through the hole the letters of the Torah, but Mamela, you've kind of given it trup and nikudot. So there, Rav Ozner is opposed. He says, Mikra di nadavar no tilate mikoma kamina das no noicha midavar mechudash zeh. The poskim are not don't really like it. I think Rosh Hashanah also writes about it. Mikra di nadavar says it's also, but it's a change. It's a change in the Messiah, and it's not recommended.